We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for our first post-NFL draft edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSC&G. Mike's been dying to talk to you guys about
this. This is really a big event. I hadn't realized it was the first post-draft mailbag. This is big.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's huge, as Donald Trump would say. Yeah. So here we go. Four questions. Mike hasn't seen them. Let's see if we can surprise him. Dalton on Staten Island. Why is arm length so important for an offensive tackle?
Well, because when you come out of your stance and you
feel free to demonstrate here, Mike. What do you got?
You come out
now?
Of your stance and you push out on the rushing defensive end. You've got to keep them at arm's length. So it's easier. It's better if your arms are a little longer. But I think a lot has been made. Too much has been made of Justin Pugh's 32-inch arm length. I don't really think it's going to make a difference. He's proven that he can pass protect very nicely at Syracuse University. I'm sure he'll be able to do it in the NFL.
And he did it at left tackle at Syracuse, only expected to compete at right tackle in first year for the
yes.
Giants. All right, second question comes from Derek in Manhattan. Will the Giants add any more linebackers in free agency before the season begins?
Yeah, I would expect they would. They were unable to address the position in the draft just the way things fell. They weren't able to get one. There's no question it's a position that they like to have more competition there. So, yes, I would suspect they will add, very strongly suspect that they will add linebackers.
Amos up in Albany wants to know, will the only competition in the offseason on the offensive line be it right tackle, or something else going to be maybe up for grabs?
No, I think if there's competition at right tackle, I think there'll be competition at other spots, because if David Deal is competing at right tackle, he's also probably going to get a chance at another spot. I don't
Same
know
for where. Brewer probably, right?
Yeah, Brewer also. So, no, I wouldn't limit the competition. I mean, you've got solid starters going in, but I wouldn't limit it just to right tackle, particularly since David Deal can play so many positions.
And finally, Nathan in Hoboken. He wants to know, Mike, what are you most excited to see, and what player are you most excited to see at rookie minicamp?
Well,
Mr. Syracuse, let me take a guess.
I've got to say Ryan Nassib, John. Does that surprise you at all?
No, it does not.
But I would probably say that if Ryan Nassib was from Kutztown State, because
it's a quarterback.
It's a quarterback. You're always anxious to see who the quarterback is. And really, this is the highest drafted quarterback the Giants have had since Philip Rivers, who became Eli Manning because of the trade. And really, this is a guy the Giants traded up for. They like a lot. He had a high grade. They think he can play. So I think it's as much as, yeah, we want to see Justin Pugh, the first round selection, how he plays. Everyone wants to see how well the quarterback throws and how well he adapts. So I'm going to say Ryan Nassib.
Always more fun to watch
surprise,
the skill.
Surprise.
Always more fun to watch the skill position guys as opposed to the
Absolutely.
Linemen. Just, you know,
the guys who touch the ball.
Well, you can't really have any contact in this rookie minicamp either. So how much can you really see out of the offensive line?
Right. You can watch the quarterback throw, though.
Yeah, no question about it. Mike, thanks a lot for the
My
time.
My pleasure, John.
Everyone, thanks for joining us on this edition of Eisen's Mailbag. Rookie minicamp starts later in the week. Stay tuned to Giants.com for all the coverage.